April 20th, Carl Bart.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Carl, like his father before him, was a theologian, and he was serving as a pastor in a small Swiss village when the commentary he had written on the Book of Romans attracted international notice. Even though he did not have a doctoral degree, a university in Germany offered him a teaching position. He accepted and taught in Münster and in Bonn, but was forced to leave Bonn and all of Germany because he would not swear an oath of allegiance to Hitler. He returned to Switzerland and took a position at the University of Basel, where he remained until he retired. Bart was far more than an ivory tower theologian. He was an activist who championed the cause of oppressed people everywhere. After the end of World War II, he advocated for reconciliation between the German church and churches abroad. He stood in solidarity with Christians behind the Iron Curtain, rejecting the arms race that engulfed the Soviet Union and much of the Western world. At the age of 75, Bart embarked on a speaking tour across America. On this date, in 1962, Time magazine featured Bart on their cover, a sure sign that his religious influence had extended into mainstream American culture.
God does not call the world to us. He tells us to go to the world. In the fall of 1939, an unusually small class of students gathered in the lecture room in Basel, Switzerland. A middle-aged man in spectacles took his regular post at the front of the class and began his lecture, a kind of service, as he called it, on the doctrines of Scripture. But a familiar roar thundered overhead, and all at once the classroom contrasted starkly with the war raging outside. Without so much as a glance upward, the speaker continued his lecture, outwardly carrying on as if nothing had happened. Inwardly, though, he wrestled. Speaking to the young people in front of him was safe, but they formed only a fraction of the people his words could impact. Carl would not let his reach be contained to a classroom. Jesus ate with sinners and washed the feet of fishermen. Should the saints hide in stained glass churches or go out and rescue those in need? In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, God tells us, "Go your way, behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Wherever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.'" Carl took hold of this truth and drove him to seek opportunities to meet needy people wherever they were. The days of war reminded him of his early days pastoring. On Sundays, he had stood in the pulpit preaching to a crowd that he felt watched him through a pane of glass. But on Mondays, he ran to the aid of oppressed mill workers, arming them with practical support based in God's word, rejoicing to see the light of recognition dawn on their faces. Now again, the time had come to go to war for the souls of men. Men who would hardly understand the significance of Jerusalem or the meaning of sanctification, but who thirsted for wisdom and right direction. In Carl's own words, he could no longer remain suspended in the clouds above the present evil world like many of his disapproving colleagues when demonstrating faith required him to work and suffer in the imperfection of war. God had provided his living word that could speak to all men, and Carl, in obedience to his conviction, carried that word into the darkest corners. In April 1940, at 54 years old, he reported for armed military service, joining fellow soldiers for weeks at a time to keep watch over the city. "I was very, very happy to preach occasionally to these comrades of mine, 95% of whom were non-church goers. I learned once again how to write a sermon which is really aimed at man." The friends he made outside of the church were not incapable of understanding truth, but simply craved it in the form of answers to the real problems of life. Is your faith limited to Sunday mornings in church? Or are you taking it outside the walls of the church building to where you live, work, and play? Are you willing to take God's truth and help people not in church with the real problems of life? Are you willing to pray and ask God to show you how to use His truth to help liberate someone lost in the problems of their life? God does not call the world to us. He tells us to go to the world.
Amen. April 20th. Our story today is Carl Barth. My name is Chuck Stecker. I'm one of the narrators for 365 Christian Men, but I'm also the executive director and founder of A Chosen Generation. You know, I love this story when we read deep into this story about Carl Barth. It's very easy for some of us to miss the point of this message, because what I think is, for so many, we see the fact that Carl Barth was a theologian, and the story is about him sharing wisdom, the truth, based on God's word. And too many of us would sit back and say, you know, here's the problem. That's a nice story. I'm glad Carl Barth reached those men. And we've got people at our church that can do that. I'm not one of them. I'm not a theologian. I don't have that deep understanding to help people in their confusion that Satan likes to bring. Here's what I would suggest to you. Oh, yes, we are theologians. There is a degree of difficulty sometimes. There's a depth that others have reached because of study and maybe seminary and Bible school. But I believe with all of my heart that God has called each one of us to have a theological understanding of His Word. And what that means is, guys, when we call ourselves a follower of Christ, then we need to study God's Word to know what we believe and why we believe it. That's it. And here's the deal. So much of telling others the truth, this idea of preaching in season and out of season and being ready, and people say, that's not me. And I say, yes, it is. Because here's the message and the truth that I believe God would have us carry to every opportunity. And that is, what has Christ done in your life? How are you different because of this man, Jesus Christ? So men, I think it's our responsibility to spend time in God's Word, at your local church, in a Bible study, in a group of men. And I'm not talking about theological seminary training. I'm talking about studying God's Word to know what we believe and why we believe it. And when we get those, we can't help but tell others, and God will draw people to us to hear the answer to that question. Here's what I believe, and here's why I believe it. We need to be students of God's Word. How much of a student of God's Word are you truly today? How much better do you want to do tomorrow? God bless you.